KBLX. This is KR4PJL. Can you give me a signal report?
KBLX. Yeah, your signal is 5 and 9. I'm looking at the photo of your ground. That's interesting.
Mounting the J-pole to the up curve of a bird feeder pole is probably one of the most Hendersonville things I could do.
Funny. Now, my question is, and it apparently is not, does that change the dynamics of your J-pole? Because you had 2 meters, now you've got 2 meters plus, plus the bottom end of your metal bird feeder pole that you've got it grounded to. But it sounds great. Can you hear me okay?
Best I've heard you so far, and I agree with you. It almost makes me wonder, could I have attached a coax to my bird feeder somehow and then made an antenna off of that? But it doesn't seem to be altering it. And I guess that's kind of the same way a ground would work. I guess I could insulate it, though, electrically by wrapping some electrical tape around the portion that goes, that inserts into the J-pole.
Yeah, I'll have to study on it a little bit. I mean, if the additional metal link, the way you have it grounded to your following the J-pole, if that would mess up your wavelength portion of the antenna for 2 meters, that would apply to any grounding, right? So if you put a hot wire, if you put a ground wire on it, run that 6 feet thing. So I think as long as it's working,
I definitely think that this is the best that it's sounded so far, and it is kind of nice that it's able to mount onto that thing, and then I feel a little bit better knowing that it's grounded. I'll have to, the cable kind of awkwardly goes across the walkway, so it won't be able to live there, but I can still kind of pick up and lay down the antenna pretty easily just by sliding it off of the bird feeder. Downside is just going to be I'm going to have to fine-tune it each time, because I gave it a little bit of a quarter turn, or maybe 180, to basically hover right to where the mag mount used to be. So that's the downside of having it there long-term.
Yeah, I think everything you're doing is perfectly in line with ham radio operations. As you understand the basics as best you can, and then go into application mode, and as long as it's safe, and I think you are, on a 2 meter J-pole, then just work it and see what gives you your best reception location. I just wonder if it were at that height next to your house, but standing off the wall, so it has a little space. If that way your cable wouldn't be coming across the wall. You can always get a longer cable and then just run it down on the bottom of the walkway as well.
Even theoretically go, I mean, that's what you're suggesting, but it could go underneath the walkway, underneath the deck. But I think, which wouldn't be that bad, but I think at some point I would maybe just consider mounting it to the height of the little carport area, which would obviously require more coax.
Yeah, why don't see when you can find a day off, sometime or an afternoon off, and maybe we can ride up to Landrum and talk to the wireman operation up there. I've spoken with them on the phone a couple of times, and I think that would be a fun visit, and I'd learn a ton about antennas, I'm sure, and they could probably give us some good advice, even help understand some of these things a little better, and if we need an antenna made, they'd probably be the right people to make it. Over.
Yeah, we could do that. I'm typically down in Columbus on Tuesdays, Fridays, and now on Thursdays. So any of those days, probably after work, one day, I could just sleep. That would be an extra, that would only be an extra probably 15 minutes down to Landrum. That'd be pretty easy from there.
So when I spoke with her, she gave me directions, and I'm just thinking, in my mind it was Landrum, and I think the address is Landrum, but I'm thinking it may even be closer to Cowansville, like almost to Highway 11. She said it's not right on the main road, but anyway, we'll find a time when we've got time to do it. But that'd be a fun stop to make, learn a lot at the same time.
Good plan to me. Would definitely be nice to find a way to eventually, I guess, probably leaving the J-pole as a permanent thing here and then using my mag mount for my portable setup or like camping and stuff like that. Or the hanging, the kind of hanging the antenna style that you talked about. But at some point, I'd like to kind of clean up and get my mount set up for the transceiver. That way I can move the VHF between my car and putting it on the portable power. Because that would be the next thing for me. Which is nice about this with using the J-pole that you got me is that now I can really dedicate the mag mount to being truly portable and try it with that car setup that you were talking about. And I don't have to undo my whole home setup, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to get just say a 25-foot wire that's a male connector, 259 plug, maybe, I can't remember, but male connector on both ends, and use that, like, when you guys go camping and hiking and stuff, you can screw that J-pole apart in the middle and pack it in 3 feet each, and when you get there, just toss a rope over a limb of a tree close by a campsite or picnic table, and then put your loop on the other end, and just hoist that J-pole up as high as you want it, and you've got 25 or 20 feet of cable, coax, then you'd be getting way up there, and you could, you know, really reach out with that. KR4BLX, over.
Be a lot of fun. We're going camping in September at Davidson River Campground, and it would be fun to maybe take the unit there with the jump box and do exactly that. And that's something that I could talk with the wire man about, maybe making having a longer wire specifically for what you just talked about, and then we could try to see if we could connect from the campsite, which would be pretty cool from a VHF standpoint, KR4BJL.
Why don't we both hit the F button on this radio and drop our power down to mid-level, and let's just see how well we're receiving and picking up. If we go to mid-level, then we can try low-level and just see if we're still able to reach. Over.
I just went down from high to mid, running a test here.
Copy that. I'm running mid-level power now, KR4BLX, mid-power on Yaesu FTM-150, over.
Likewise, running mid-level on the same transceiver. You're coming through what sounds like to me, to be about the same.
BLX, calling KR4BJL. I'm on low power, QRP. How well do you read me, over?
That is amazing, KR4BJL. That is amazing that you don't sound any different to me. You're coming through the perfect pair of 5 and 9 on the low power. I bet you some of that maybe have to do with the fact that do I sound any different being that I'm coming from farther away?
You sound, if you were 5'9 before, I'll give you a 5'5 now. I can hear you, but there's a little bit more background noise. But I can hear you fine, but it's not quite as clear as it was when you were at mid or at full power.
up to mid-power now, confirming that there is a difference. And I'm curious, was there a difference between this mid-setting now versus when we started our conversation at high?
Very clearly at mid, there's just a slight amount of background noise that I didn't hear before, but I hear you clearly. And if you were running off of a 12-volt battery source, that mid-level would work fine for you and be easier on your energy draw too. Over.
Interesting. So I'm now on the high setting, confirming if there's a difference between this setting and the previous one. So I guess that makes sense. So you're saying that if you're using that 12-volt, I wouldn't be able to pull high on that, but I probably could on the mid. Is that correct?
I mean, I have to do the math in my head. I just can't do it really quickly. But you're talking low amps either way. But, you know, just have to do the math on it. But those jump boxes all have about a 10-amp fuse, and so I think even at, 50 watts, we're not pushing 50 watts, but you got a max of 50 watts, and then at 12 volts, so, you know, you're probably talking 6 to 7 amps, so you're still well within the range of the fuse on standard jump boxes, so even at high power, I think you're okay, but at low power, you just preserve your power a little better. Over.
Probably temporarily push to the high. Just wouldn't necessarily be able to probably run through my battery pretty quickly. Can you tell the difference between this setting currently?
No, you sound good. I'd say either you're mid or high on that one. It sounds very good. So I'm just thinking your watts is 50 at the max, and then your voltage and your amps is on the other side of the equation. So divide 50 by 12, and that's 4, would give you 48. So even at max, you're only pulling 48. You're only pulling 4 amps. So, I think you're fine.
Drop it back down to mid then. I'm interested to try the 640 repeater again. I've been listening to it on secondary, and I haven't heard that there's been any chatter there. I'm curious if we'll get a better signal now that we've moved the antenna.
I'll move up to 640 and listen for you there. Over. KR4BLX.
KR4BJL, this is KR4. Oh, wait. This was KR4BJL. Sounds good. BLX is KR4BJL.
KR4BLX. I hear you. You're 5 and 9. Loud and clear on 610.
I heard you the first statement, but then it's like it doesn't hold stability. The first time you said I was coming through clear, I thought, great, we fixed it. But then the second time you responded, I didn't understand a single word you said.
You know, Russ, I am thinking, let me look it up in my book, but I'm thinking the tone is 88.5 on 610, and it may be 91.5 on Bear Wallow. Let me check. Flex, calling KR4, BJL, over.
Yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, Bear Wallow's tone is going to be 91.5, and Caesar's Head 88.5. So you may be off just a little bit on that tone. Check that and see if that makes a difference, and I'll do the same.
For BLX, what did you say the tone was again for 610 versus 640?
610 tone's listed at 88.5. And 640 is listed at 91.5, Bear Wallow.
I've got plugged in here.